They set up teacher training colleges, which were allowed anybody to go, not just certain religions. And even today, there is a much larger proportion of teachers than you would expect are Welsh. If you go into any school in Britain, you will find a higher proportion. I mean, there are only 2 point something million Welsh people in existence. But if you go in a school, the school where my children were, for example, which is not in Wales, a quarter of the staff were Welsh. Isn't that amazing? And that just shows you historically how it came about. In the 1960s, the government decided to create new universities. So they built brand new universities. These other ones, like Reading, as I say, they sort of emerged out of colleges of agriculture or colleges of teaching or something. But in the 1960s, the government, Labour government of Harold Wilson, established, although it was decided before that government came to power, but they established a whole range of new universities. And so older people, you know, people who are older than me, when they say new university, they mean 1960s. But when young people say new universities, they don't mean that. They think they're old because they're 40 years old. In fact, I went to one of those new universities, Warwick, and it's celebrating its 40th anniversary. Most of them are celebrating their 40th anniversary. I've just been invited to a big party, all graduates, you know, all sorts of things going on, right? In the 1960s. Those universities, you can usually tell which ones they are because their names are not the names of cities, but the names of counties, regions. Warwick is supposed to be Warwickshire, but they decided to cut off the shire. It's not actually in Warwick. It's in Warwickshire. It's in Coventry. Okay? So the universities with county names, regional names, Kent, Essex, Sussex, York, which is supposed to be Yorkshire, they are the universities which were created in the 1960s. And many of them were dynamic from the word go, especially Warwick, because they, from the word go, realized that they had to do research and therefore get funding from big business. Warwick is one of the, outside of Oxford and Cambridge, is the richest university now, and one of the best also to studying, because from the very word go, it tied itself in with local industry, and then it moved its industries according to what. Originally, it was the car industry. It was a big thing. I mean, I remember all the halls of residence were named after cars when I was there. They fairly soon realized that the car industry was going downhill and that they better move to technology and various other things, which they did. It has one of the most impressive business scores, for example. Those were called the new universities in the 60s. However, nowadays, if you ask students of your age and they say, I went to a new university, they mean the 1990s. Because in 1992, the institutions which were formerly called polytechnics, technical places, were renamed by the government as universities. So in 1992, I think 20-something polytechnics across the country changed their name and became universities. And now, when people say, I'm going to a new university, like my son goes to a so-called new university, Kingston in London, that used to be Kingston Polytechnic until 1992. It's actually 100 or 150 years old, but it wasn't called a university. So now, if you read in the newspaper the new universities, they're sometimes called the post-1992 universities. The problem with calling them that is it sounds like they were built in 1992. They weren't. They existed, but they weren't called universities. And finally, there are other universities, there are other institutions which are now changing their name to university. But you can only do it with government permission. It takes years to be accepted. Yesterday, the latest one was announced. The Southampton Institute, as from August the 15th, will be the Southampton Solent University. So there are institutions which are becoming universities. I believe Bolton University was named last year, and what was called King Alfred's College Winchester is about to become Winchester University. So they're even newer in terms of university, but they are older establishments. Okay, what does higher education expect of students? This is important for you to realize because time moves on, I see. When you come from a different system,